Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Courtney Kingery. She's the CEO of the Indiana Soybean Alliance and the Indiana Corn Marketing Council. And Courtney, you've been accumulating a lot of frequent flyer miles recently. You've traveled across three different continents over the past 3 weeks. You were part of Governor Holcomb's trade delegation with the Indiana Economic Development Corporation 2 weeks ago to Brazil and Mexico. Last week, you were part of the USDA's trade mission to India. Courtney, what were the major takeaways from your recent trade trips and how those trips will continue to help move the pile for Indiana's corn and soybean producers?
My major takeaway from these is that the world needs Indiana agriculture. They need Indiana corn and soybeans. They need the pork and poultry products that come from Indiana. They need our ethanol and our biofuels. And I heard that loud and clear in meeting with livestock producers in Mexico, meeting with officers and government officials in Brazil, and meeting with customers and the fuel and ethanol industry and poultry producers in India, that they need the products from Indiana. They need our fuel. They need our soybean meal. They need our turkey. They need our duck. So Indiana has a role to play in feeding and fueling the world.
And Courtney, in meeting with so many of these ag business leaders internationally, certainly we're going to see a lot of benefits from those face-to-face meetings. As Governor Holcomb had mentioned, as Alexis Taylor had mentioned, it's one thing to email. It's one thing to have phone conversations. But when you can travel to someone's home base and visit them and shake their hand and have that conversation face-to-face in their home country, in their home city, that certainly makes a great deal of difference, especially when it comes to, once again, moving that pile for Indiana corn and soybean producers.
When I was with the governor, he spoke about showing up and the importance of Indiana showing up. And boy, oh boy, did we show up in force. I know you've talked to the governor, you've talked to Katie Nelson with the State Department of Agriculture. We had Mitch Frazier on the trips with us. We had Drew Sherman from the Department of Ag. We had Director Don Lamb. We had representatives from Weaver Popcorn and Indiana Pork. So Indiana showed up, and on all of these trips, we brought our experts to the table. Because as you said, it's about that people-to-people connection. And when Indiana shows up and brings the caliber of experts that we have to meet with the customers, that's really where the opportunities start to develop. And we have a long action list of projects and opportunities to come back and work on. And it's more than just the formal meetings. It's also the dinner. So an example of one of the dinners we had, which you don't think of a Chinese restaurant in Mexico, but we went to Hunan, which is one of the top Chinese restaurant chains in Mexico. And that's the place where families go to celebrate. They celebrate the promotions. They celebrate the birthdays, the anniversaries, the big meetings, the big milestones in a family's and an individual's life. And they go to this restaurant, and when they go to celebrate, the thing that they order is Peking duck. And it's served, and it comes out beautifully in this silver tureen that's shaped like a duck. And it comes, and it's cut up and butchered tableside right there for everyone. And you get this huge celebration around Peking duck. And what we were able to learn is that that's Indiana duck. So that's Indiana duck through our partners at Maple Leaf that's going into Hunan Chinese restaurants in Mexico City that the families in Mexico are eating and enjoying for their life celebrations. You don't know that unless you show up and you sit down and you have dinner with the owners of Hunan and they tell you about the importance that Indiana duck and Maple Leaf duck has in these celebrations in Mexico. So it's both those very formal and important meetings that we have, but it's also sitting around a dinner table and sharing stories about celebrations and that people-to-people connection that makes it important. When we look at Mexico, it's $14 billion of corn, soybeans, pork, dairy, poultry in 2025, that they've replaced China as U.S. number one trading partner. But those numbers don't tell the whole story. You know, it's every one of those dinners and every one of those celebrations with the family.
Courtney, I understand that you have a fascinating story from your experience as part of that USDA trade delegation that you were a part of in New Delhi, India.
Yeah, so one of the big focuses in India, we heard, they're moving from a position of food security to nutrition security. In India, they tell the story and they're very proud of how India used to be a country to receive food aid from around the world. But now they are in a position to be able to export some of their grains and be in a position to provide food aid to other nations around the world. And they have a real focus on people first. And with that, there is still a focus and still work around elevating the Indian farmer. So 70% of farmers in India are subsistence farming, and they're farming on less than a hectare. And when I was out in the countryside, you see this patchwork of all of these little individual fields of, you know, a hectare or about an acre or half acre. And I was thinking each one of those is owned by an individual family or farmed by an individual family. And a lot of those farmers in India are women. So the Indian government, along with the United Nations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, are working to promote 2026 as the year of women in agriculture, to elevate and highlight the role that female farmers play in feeding the world and feeding the local Indian families. And as we continue to see that population grow in India they need an extra million jobs a month, as their population becomes working age. And so there is an opportunity for U.S. grains, Indiana corn and soybeans and poultry products to really go into India to help make up and close that gap as they're moving from food security to nutrition security in India. So we're just thrilled to be included in those conversations of highlighting the role of women in agriculture in 2026. Keep an eye out for that. More news and more information to come on that front, and we're just thrilled to be a part in supporting that.
Courtney, my final question, what message do you have for Indiana's producers as you and your team continue to work and continue to grow the value of Indiana corn and soybeans?
The message to Indiana's farmers is that checkoff is working for you. Checkoff is working that this spring, when they're in the fields, they're planting, they're running their operations, and they're planting the seeds for next year's harvest. The checkoff is working on their behalf around the globe, opening new markets and new opportunities. One of the markets we saw was in India. India has an incredibly aggressive target to be E20 or 20% ethanol by 2025, 2026. And I was there working with U.S. Grains Council, meeting with buyers of ethanol, promoting U.S. ethanol into the Indian market. 45% of the corn in Indiana goes into ethanol, and there's a tremendous opportunity for Indiana ethanol to meet the needs of the Indian market or be a part of the solution to hit those E20 targets. And while the farmers in Indiana are planting the corn to become next year's ethanol, Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance, the checkoff organizations are out promoting their product into those emerging markets on their behalf.
Once again, Courtney Kingery, CEO of the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and the Indiana Soybean Alliance. And Courtney, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, CJ. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.